Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and I'm joined, as always, by Calder Amos Wood.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm ready to talk about some Overwatch League news. For those of you who don't know, I don't know how you would have found this video if you didn't know, but we talk about Overwatch League-related news and events,
topics,
and games when there are games happening.
And you want to know what the first one is?
What is the first one, Calder?
Gray going to the Paris Eternal.
Gray's going to the Paris Eternal?
Yeah, now you may be asking me, who's Gray? Why Gray? What's a Gray?
Well, it's between black and white.
Is it a show on Netflix?
No, that's Grey's Anatomy.
No, he's a flex support. He's a flex support. And you're like, oh, why do they... Why better? And I'll tell you why right now. Starting from latest to most recent. That I don't think that makes sense.
No, from earliest, that's the same thing. Yeah.
To most recent.
Yeah.
And there are some teams in between this. But he's played for Portugal's national Overwatch team. Portuguese, as you might assume from being on that team. Played for Cloud9 and EU for a season. Played for Optic Gaming. And played for GG Esports.
That's some pretty big companies.
Those are some pretty big companies. They did this. Yeah. They did kind of a tease. They showed the picture they showed when they first announced their roster with Soon in the front, and they just posted it with like the eyes emoji or something. Mm-hmm. And I think a couple people caught him in the background, but they just couldn't tell who it was because it was a drawing.
See the guy that's standing over in the jeans in the background, blue jeans.
I'm not sure.
Oh no, he's in the sweater with the pocket. Okay.
Yeah. So people were like, but who is it? And most people were like, Gray. Some people were like, not Gray. But it's Gray. And it's they're very transparent here. Like, we all knew it. But, like, this tweet's just like, what if we were to add another European player? So it's just, like, really committing to
Europe
only. No.
Just if you ask me, but.
I mean, you could argue the same for other teams.
But we'll see.
Anyway, this is exciting.
That was a joke about it being racist, yeah. Too, because Europeans are not a race.
But they are the...
It's only one.
But
it's only one.
But they are statistically the most racist.
I don't know. How do you even prove that?
Europe, white, racism. Boom.
They let in more refugees than us.
That's true. Although we've let in more refugees than a lot of other countries.
But then they also hate them more than us.
That's true.
Oh my god, we should start a politics.
Welcome to Broverwatch, the politic podcast. Anyway, this is pretty exciting. Just fleshing out the roster more, getting more options. It's a good addition.
I don't know if he'll play. I kind of forget.
I mean, I'm sure he'll play.
Team, honestly, I only know like three players on the Paris team.
I'm sure he'll play.
There's Cruz and Hype, HYP, Hype.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll play.
I know.
Just depends on how much.
Anyway, next story. We're going quickly, okay, boy?
We're making this a quickie dicky.
Asher and Rocky to Toronto Defiant.
Mm.
Asher was kind of expected. I didn't know much about Rocky. I just saw him in this picture next to Asher.
Hmm.
So it says in the picture, DPS sub. So it seems like he'll be coming off the bench or just in their second lineup, if that's still a thing this next season. And then support sub for Rocky. So I guess we kind of know who the starters are on Toronto now.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Who would you guess?
It'd be the six people that they announced before.
Yeah.
So
good call. Yeah, it's interesting how they like specified like these are subs.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be.
I like purple hair.
Yes, purple hair is nice sometimes. So Ivy and I don't. Stellar. That's his name. His Twitter name isn't his Overwatch name, and I don't like it. So Ivy and Stellar for on DPS.
Yeah.
And then Yuck Pung at main tank, Aid at main support, Envy at flex tank, Neko at flex support, and then Asher and Rocky on DPS and support subs.
Just seeing Asher here, I'm realizing like, even though I heard about Asher a lot and I talked about Asher a lot and I've seen Asher play, I didn't really have any idea what Asher looked like.
I don't really know what anyone looks like.
Well, that's just a race issue.
No, in general.
I know, I'm joking.
No, like in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. Well, with Asher, like, I was like, time to look at Asher, and I was like, that's Asher? I didn't know that was Asher. I thought he looked not like that.
Oh, so you're saying you thought it was a different player.
Does he usually wear glasses? I feel like maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that people think the glasses gave Jonak his powers. Also, that's not Asher you're looking at, idiot. They're on the side of their name.
What?
There, you see how there's one name on one side and one name on the other side? Asher's on the side where it says Asher.
I know.
So why'd you say, does he usually wear glasses?
Because I'm asking. I feel like he usually wears glasses, and maybe that's why I don't recognize him.
I thought Rocky was the
other
guy, and you're like, oh, I thought he didn't have glasses.
Why would I go, maybe he's the one on the other side of his name?
I don't remember what Asher looks like. I barely remember what anyone looks like.
You barely remember what I look like. We started the podcast and you said, hey, where's Adam? Where's Adam? Where's my boy Adam? You're not Adam. And I went, yes, I am.
Okay, you're done. Next announcement.
Chengdu.
Or the Hunters. Announced Roy. Roy, is that his name? Roy.
I think it's... I mean, I did ask you to look up the pronunciation earlier.
Oh well, formerly a coach on Malicious Youngster, Shanghai, and the Chinese World Cup team,
mm-hmm.
is the new head coach of the Hunters,
mm-hmm.
and they had the assistant coach Ray, who was on Flash Wolves. Now Roy is pretty big because that would have mean he was. Pretty important in bringing Gigiri in.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty important in this big Chinese World Cup run that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking like their World Cup or their team has got some good coachy boys.
Mm.
And also, I like the pose that Ray's making during his picture. Thoughts? No, it's more of a like. Like that.
Here, wait. I'll be Roy, you be Rui. No, face. Yeah. Wait.
Right. Oh, no, it's this way.
3, 2, 1. All right, screenshot that, please. Yeah. good. Some people are a little skeptical because they see Shanghai Dragons and they think, oh, bad. But, I mean, he never really got to show how good he was because he had to leave due to medical reasons.
Also, the team just wasn't really good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's that. Next story.
What
we got going on here?
We've got going on here.
Oh, that was a juicer.
Ooh, that was
new
a juicer.
Hero, Ash.
Oh, new hero, Ash.
Can you not? You're the one that's always like, oh, maybe we should make this a better show. And then you go do this thing where you echo me all the time and I hate it.
This is the first time I've done this
you
in my
do this,
life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 times you've done it.
How many was that? Sorry, can you do that again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12.
You skipped a couple there, but I apologize. You're right.
Ash is in comp now, so you can shoot people and shoot the dynamite and blast them into holes and stuff like that.
Shoot everybody.
And you can throw Bob at people, and maybe he'll kill someone. Or I don't know.
Baby Bay tweeted.
Now we're going to see a lot more people complaining about her.
Yep. Baby Bay tweeted saying, first game as Bob in the bag. And he went 35-4.
I mean,
with 7 Bob kills, but that 35-4
seems like a lot, but you know, yeah.
No, that's, he's just, also just good.
Why isn't he starting then?
Because other people are better.
So speaking of comp,
mm-hmm.
We've got a big discussion topic here.
Yeah, big one.
And the big one, as you're about to see, is why people are still going, hey, Solo Cube's garbage trash. But Blizzard ad looking for group and people act like it's not really there.
Yeah.
Now
I have a debate.
Well,
side that
you do something. No,
but I was just gonna say I didn't tell you beforehand what my side is, and this is gonna be great. And that's a good visual gag for the audio podcast.
Look at that one.
You took a picture. Why did you show your microphone? Okay.
What's your side, idiot?
No, it's introduce it first.
Oh, so we're going to kind of take two different sides here.
Mm-hmm.
Though I don't, because I'm assuming that you're going to take the one where it's like, I get it. Looking for a group is garbage trash.
Kind of.
Okay. So I don't fully believe in defending looking for group, and I'm going to bring those up. I just want people to know that before we get into this.
We're not really taking two sides.
I know, but I feel like there's
we're both just saying up, yeah, and then had sometimes.
Uh-huh. I'm going to play more devil's advocate.
I'm going to play more angel's advocate. No. Okay.
More like anal advocate.
All I was going to say was, I'm assuming that you're going to talk about how if you're done with solo queue, just join looking for group, because then you won't have to solo queue. You can queue with other people who also want to climb, correct? Mm-hmm. Here's the issue. There is a major difference. There's a major convenience with solo queue, because you can just jump in, play a game, not really commit to anything, just play a game, then play the next one. Whereas looking for group, you have to really roll the dice on whether these people you're grouping with are good, and even usually they're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you get in a group that has good synergy and you like and you've got good banter and you're like, man, this team's great, and you go on a winning streak, all it takes is one bad game. Even if you've won 7 in a row, it takes one bad game for half the team to tilt and leave, and then the people who are left are all like tilted because these people tilted because of them probably, and then more people join, and then you have to roll the dice on whether they're good, and even if they are good, you're tilted now because those other people, and then blah blah blah. It's just as much of a dice roll as solo queue, except it feels like more of a commitment, because solo queue, you jump in, you jump out, whereas you don't really want to be that guy who looks for group, finds a group, leaves.
I wouldn't say it's just as much of a roll of the dice, because you know that you aren't just going to have someone one-trick Symmetra and you're looking for group. So it's not just as much
It's not just as much, but there's still quite a bit of a dice roll, coin flip, boy.
Yeah.
Now, what? Why do you think looking for group is perfect?
Never would say that, because it's not at all. But they need, like, you can't just complain that no one talks or has a mic when you're solo queuing and then be not. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to say this. One of the main things in the complaining about solo queuing is no one communicates and everyone just is garbage trash,
mm-hmm.
in general, and they don't try to win.
Mm-hmm. And everyone thinks that they're the best on their team.
Yeah. So you're in looking for group, you're queuing up a vast majority of the people there will have a mic and will use it at least a little bit. And they're also trying to win for the most part. So you eliminate the people that are like, I'm just doing this for competitive points. I want the gun, baby. And the people that have like trash, they put a little hole in the back of a cup and then they attach that to their PC as their microphone. You're eliminating most of those people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I will say this. I think that the issue with solo queue is you don't get people who are committed to winning at the same level that you are. The issue with find a group is everybody that you find is trying to find a team that works around them. Not everybody, but like looking for a team. I shouldn't say everybody, because obviously there's the people complaining about it aren't those people. But like most of the time when you look for a group, the people that you find to group with get upset at everybody else except themselves when you lose. So I find that when you do find a group, you find more of those hard carry in quotes people where they're like, I'm carrying my team, and less of the people who are like, yeah, I'm just here to have fun and are bad. So it's like, do you want people who don't really try, or do you want people that think they're the only people who are trying? At least that's how I see it. Because looking for group usually ends in people going, oh my gosh, looking for group sucks. Everyone on my team doesn't try. And it's like, we just tried. We just lost one game, idiot.
Yeah.
So.
But that's just that person being toxic.
Except that it's, at least in my experience, every time I do looking for group.
And yeah, that hasn't really happened to me.
Oh, well. Let us know in the comments down below if how
total evidence any conservative debater would yell at you right in your face. Ben Shapiro would destroy your libtard.
Yeah, but like,
would destroy you in your libtard.
I don't know. From my experience, there's just been it's been a lot of looking for group is a lot of like it usually always starts with everybody in the lobby going, all my looking for groups before this have sucked. I hope you guys are good. And then even if it is good at the beginning, it eventually turns into, you guys are just as bad as the rest of the looking for group people. And then that, and then you disperse and you feel bad about the game. That's
just a person.
What?
That's just a stupid boy.
Yeah, but it's never just one. It's everybody starts the group saying, hopefully this is a good one because the others haven't been. Everyone always says that every time. It's,
okay,
my other groups are bad, but I hope this one's good.
So I get that. And I'll concede that maybe people are a little more competitive in looking for group.
Which, I will say this, I'd rather you be competitive than not care, even if you are a little toxic. As long as you're communicating, it's better than not trying.
And I'll also say, of course, it's not a perfect system. But before looking for group came out, people were like, oh, Blizzard, can we please just have a way to find a group? It's so hard to find people to play with, Blizzard. Please just give me a group. Yep.
People didn't ask for looking for group, though. They asked for roll queue, and then Blizzard said, here's looking for group, and people were like, I guess this works. And then it's just turning out that it doesn't work as well as people had hoped.
I'm not sure that roll queue will help with a lot of the problems, though.
Like, yeah, because you can be like, caring. I'm specifically this role. I'm looking for specifically this role. And then you can... Here's the thing. I think so many things would be fixed if they had like a filter system where there's like a captain of the team or something that puts the group together. And you could just throw yourself up on like this thing where it's like, I'm looking for a group. This is the type of player I am. And like people got to pick and choose, and you could have like a description or a bio beside your name on your career profile. And then you can, people can look at that and be like, this person seems like the type of player that I want to queue with right now. Pick them, put them on your team. So it's like, all right, I want a Moira player that also knows how to deal a lot of damage. Every Moira player. then you go and it's like this person goes, "Hi, I'm 12 and I only do damage as Moira." Oh, not that one. Oh, my computer just is the recording still going? Oh, thank goodness. My computer just, I haven't moved my mouse in a bit, so it just blacked out. But or like, I don't know, just being able to pick and choose, like a hiring process, except for a team. You're putting it together a team instead of going, "Hey, Overwatch, let anybody join my thing."
Mm-hmm. But then that would contribute to the thing that solo queue people don't like, which is long queue times. It would take so much longer to do that.
No, the queue times would take the same amount of time because you just go in with a stack as a normal stack. The only thing that would be longer would be putting a team together. So it's like, if you care that much about having a good team, then put in an extra like 5 minutes into putting a team together.
But most people won't do that.
I think you'd be surprised how many people would put in an extra couple minutes into getting people that aren't trash.
But one of the biggest complaints is how long it takes from going, "Okay, I'm going to look for a group," in looking for group, to actually having a group and playing a game. Like the whole, you join, and then another person joins, and another person joins. And then what if you put someone in, but they don't like it, so they leave, and then you have to wait for another person. And then it takes 2 minutes to find a game while you're queuing. You're still going to run into problems with that.
People could also like apply. Like they could be looking for a thing and be like, "I want to do this." And then you just, the leader of the group sees their thing come up and says, "This person wants to join." Just look at their profile. "No, this, I don't want this person." So then the person just applies for a different one. It would only be like, you wouldn't have to use it. You could also use looking for group and whatever, whatever. But like, I don't know. It's just, I also think that, this is kind of a side note, the endorsement thing, good idea. Show players that are good. There's only 4 levels.
Yeah.
Everybody is level 3, so you don't actually know who's, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
the endorsement thing is kind of a problem, because you just stay at a level for however long.
Yeah,
and
but
once you get to a level, you just don't really drop.
The thing is, I think it's like, oh, you've reached level 3 and you're consistently getting decent endorsements. So now you're level 3, so people know you're not a like toxic player. But the thing is, like, if you see someone with a 1, it's like, oh, they just haven't really like played since the endorsement thing. Mm-hmm. Or like if you see a 2 or a 3, it's just like, oh,
there should be some like below 1.
Yeah.
Or like you start somewhere and then there's room to go up and down. It's weird to just have a scale up.
Yeah. You should be able to like, I don't know. They should increase the number in the like endorsement system at least to 10. Because if I see someone with like a 7 endorsement, I'm like, oh, you're a quality positive contributor to a team. Mm-hmm. And then if I see like a 2, then I'll be like, oh, no one endorses you because you're bad, and people avoid you as teammate because you're bad and stuff like that.
And there should be like a time that they've had endorsements up, so you know it's not like, oh, they just started, so they're at a whatever.
Yeah. And like maybe even an average endorsements per game thing.
Anyway,
I don't know. It's just
a little off topic.
Looking for group and endorsements were both like good additions, like in the right direction, but they're not like detailed enough. Like looking for group kind of solves the solo queue issue, and endorsements kind of solved the toxicity issue. But now I just feel like it's just there.
Which is why I said it's not a perfect system. But I just want to make that clear. They do need to fix all, like have descriptions for groups maybe instead of one line of climbing to gold, mics please, 18 plus goth girls only. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's tough because they need to make it more specific and there be more options, But that's like, there's no way to do that without increasing queue times.
Yeah.
But I think most people would rather have good games with like 3 minute queue times than 30 second queue times with like every game being bad. Because like in Siegel's State of Overwatch video, like he said, bad games are bad, good games are good. So like I'd rather have a few good games than a lot of bad games. That's just me.
It is weird. I don't know. It's just like, I think they're kind of hesitant to add another social feature now because they saw, oh, people kind of wanted this looking for group thing. So we added it. And then in a month, no one used it.
Yeah.
And like no one even talked about it anymore. It was just a button that no one clicked.
I think it's, this is it. Okay. Everybody.
Is this the tea?
This is it. Everybody complains about every other player on Overwatch. It's like when you're playing a game. The soldier on your team blames, this is just an example. The soldier on your team blames everybody else on the team for the loss except themselves. And then they leave angry and don't ever think about it again. It's the same with complaining about like looking for group things. It's like they will complain about looking for group and how every single person it finds like is bad. Every single person is a toxic piece of trash. Everyone who plays every single person who plays Overwatch is toxic, thinks they're good, actually isn't good, also doesn't try as hard as I do, and they don't even want to have fun with the game. Also, they're all Symmetra 1 tricks. I'm good though. That's every single player of Overwatch is that.
Including you, to an extent. Oh, I'm the best team player.
To an extent, everybody thinks that. Because obviously they're not the problem. And like even I think that. Even you think that. I'm not the problem.
But I don't think that. I know I'm always the
But like jokes aside, no one thinks that they themselves are the problem. But they'll complain about every other player that clearly is the problem.
Yeah.
So like the only way to fix it is to change everybody's mind, and that's never going to happen. Because, like, if you go into a looking for group going, I'm going to get just players like me, and then you get, well, surprise, surprise, not you, then it's like, oh, all these players are bad. And then, meanwhile, those players are going, man, that guy's so bad, but I'm really good. It's like when people said they wanted to add a leaderboard, and it was like people were talking about how to get people who don't try as hard as other people in comp out of comp, and it was like, oh, just add like a competitive mode that doesn't actually count towards comp, and then the people who don't really try can just do that one. That's what people were saying. But I'm like, nobody's going to be like, oh, I'm the one that doesn't try. I'm going to go to that game mode. They're going to be like, oh, that's interesting that they added that, but I'm just going to stick to comp because that's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. No one's going to be like, oh, yeah, they made this for the people who are a problem, and that's me. No one's going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's the same with looking for group. It's just, I don't know what they can do.
I just don't think it's looking for, like, it's just the use of looking for group, and it's that people, I think, would rather go through the pain of and be able to complain about, oh, I lost when I was solo queuing because my team was garbage, than going, oh, I put this group together, didn't do great, and now I've got to look for another team. They can just go, oh, I lost, my team is garbage, and then start the next game. They don't have the awkward interaction of, okay, guys, you want to do another one, or like not?
Okay, here's the thing. On average, the players who are good and really try to win and like make a big effort to climb the ladder, play with people on their friends list.
Mm-hmm.
Then people, then people right below that are people who either don't have friends or just don't have friends online. So they look for group because at least it's better than solo queuing. And then under that, it's people who just solo queue. And sometimes people who usually play with friends solo queue, like most pros solo queue. So like,
well,
that's different because
don't like it when they stack, which is kind of strange,
which we'll get into in a sec. But like, that's also different because just in like the top levels, you usually play with all the same players and they're all good and they all want to try. But like in bronze, silver, gold, plat, maybe even diamond, like you're going to find people who don't want to try as hard. But I will say this, you might disagree with me. You probably do. But I think the ratio of games that feel like dog trash compared to pretty good are actually pretty equal in looking for group and solo queue.
No, they are. Probably.
So then why? So then looking for group doesn't really benefit anything then. Because the bad to good ratio of games is still the same.
Okay. I get that. And a lot of them are dog trash. But it's a community element. It's not going to work if the community doesn't try to use it.
So you're saying the problem with looking for group is that nobody uses looking for group.
Yes.
I'm saying the problem. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying too.
Because
we've just been agreeing with each other the whole time.
There's a list on this Reddit thing I linked where it's like the reasons why people don't like solo queuing. Toxic and abusive chat might happen looking for group a lot less likely.
Yeah, because you're actually like with someone for more than one game usually.
Mm-hmm. With people who don't use chat at all, much less likely in looking for group. One tricks and people with limited hero pools, much less likely. Levers, throwers, and smurfs.
I will say one tricks less likely, people with limited hero pools not less likely.
Well, that's just because people are garbage trash at the game.
Mm.
One tricks are a lot less likely, though, in looking for group. Levers, throwers, and smurfs.
There are. I've had levers.
Mm-hmm.
Less but throwers and smurfs.
Yeah. Unless you join one of the thrower groups.
Yeah, that are literally thrower group.
Disorganized teams getting wrecked by goats. That's kind of a personal thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to need to have a leader at some point in a group. So there's also the trouble of like having six people that don't want to be the leader. And then you're like, okay,
we're you mean shot caller?
It's the exact same word.
Well, no, because, like, that's not... No. Because someone can be the leader of the team who's like, hey, guys, we're about to do this, and then someone who's like... There's a... just when you said...
Is more of it.
When you said leader, I assumed you meant, like... I don't know, the group leader.
No.
I don't know why I assumed you meant the group leader.
Silly. Teammates who don't want to implement preferential strategies... I mean, it's usually when someone's like, hey, you guys want to like try this? People are going to be like, yeah, that's good. We can try that. Unless someone in the group honestly can't play a hero.
Yeah.
But how often do you run into a team where they're like, no, we really can't do that?
I will say this. I found that looking for group, there's always that one guy. There's always at least one person on a team where it's like, hey, why don't we do this? No, that's a bad idea. Let's do this instead. And everyone's like, okay, I guess we're doing that. Because no one's going to argue like that guy did. But like, there's always that one guy who's going to be like, my strategy is best strategy.
Yeah.
So like, I'd say that happens all the time.
I guess implementing strategies, not preferred strategies. it's a lot easier to implement a strategy in looking for group than it is to implement a strategy in solo queue.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dog shit strategy. And then teammates who take the game way less seriously than you are. Kind of did that. And then there's also this weird one at the end of this list where people just aren't trusting strangers in general.
I do. That's kind of
problem, but I get it.
I do kind of get what he's saying, because like, it's weirdly different to be like, hey, I'm in this game. You don't really look at the usernames. You just call out character names, and you don't really like go, okay, this voice is this playing this hero with this username. You just kind of like shout into the void of teammates. Whereas like, when you're looking for a group, you do kind of start to learn, like, you see the usernames because you play more than one game with them. Like, even in solo queue, if you like enter a game with someone you just played with, then you'll be like, whoa, there's 420 Blaze It Butt Cheeks Boy. Mm-hmm. I just played with him. So, like, if you play two games with a group, then you're going to start to learn the usernames. Be like, okay, this person prefers to play these heroes. So, if you see those heroes. So, like, already they're not really... they're not as much strangers as in solo queue.
Mm-hmm. And like, so I don't really get the not trusting people. Like, I guess trusting people to do their role.
No, I'm saying you don't... I guess trusting is a weird word to put there. But just like, mm-hmm. you'd rather... actually, you know what? Trusting does make sense. You'd better trust a team who you've played with, who like all came together to form a team and have played multiple games together. Cause you're like, we've got something. Even if you've lost all the games, you're like, we stuck together. Whereas like in solo queue, you're like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm going to finish this game and then I'm going to go and I'm going to find new strangers.
I got it confused in my brain for a second. But yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. So I get that, I guess.
Yeah. And then on this other one, it says hard to respect strangers, and this is talking about people not respecting people and looking for group, which is fine, but if you're going to be on a team, you kind of have to.
Yeah,
that's just how teams work. It's just there's a lot of shit where it's like, this game is kind of dog trash because this. And then there's a semi-workable strategy that Blizzard implemented. And then people are like, no, that strategy's dog trash.
Yeah.
And then they just leave it to die, basically.
Yeah.
But if the people that care so much about having a good looking for group system would, like, if they actually cared, they'd try to use this and be like, hey, we actually want to use this and make it better, instead of just like, no, this shit's dog trash, we're going to go back to doing what we were and complaining about before, like it's going to be any different now.
I agree to an extent. The issue is like, if something is not working the way it should and it's poor, mm-hmm. you don't fix it by keeping using it. Like, I've got a toaster in my room. If it's not toasting my bread, it's not going to fix by me keeping using the toaster. It's got to be fixed.
It's a little different because that's a toaster.
Looking for groups, a toaster. Thing. Okay, fine.
Looking for groups, just like a social group, basically.
It's like, okay, fine. Social group. It's a social group. If you go to school and you join a group of friends because you're like, I need some friends, and you join a group of friends and you quickly realize you don't fit in there, you're not going to fit in more by just continuing to hang out with them, because then it's going to change you. You're not going to change it. It needs to fix.
Think about it this way.
That was a bad analogy. I just want to say that. That one was no good.
Think about it this way. There's a club. You join the
like
club.
Like a bat? Like a baseball bat?
No. You join the club.
Oh, like a...
the club is really cool and good, but there's not a lot of people in it so it's hard for it to flourish.
Real quick, looking for group wouldn't describe it as cool or good.
I'm just saying.
Also bad analogy.
I'd say, wow, this is, I'd call it epic, maybe.
How is looking for group epic?
I don't know. It's just.
So we're bad at analogies.
Good. Just try to make your experience on looking for group good, and then hopefully other people will too. Like, you're not going to control everyone, but if you go.
Yes,
into
but
it
this goes
like,
back to the other issue. No one thinks that they're the problem.
You're coming out every 8 times.
But no one thinks that they are the problem, though.
Okay, but that's not looking for group's problem.
Yeah, like, looking for group's problem is that nobody.
I mean, it's not like. That's not going to. Looking for group's not going to fix that. Solo queue isn't going to fix that. Guilds isn't going to fix that. Nothing's going to fix that. You can't put something in the game that's going to fix that.
What? The everybody, nobody thinking they're the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying that is the problem with that we're
so
describing.
So why are people complaining? Complain about that instead of complaining about, oh, looking for groups bad or
here's
solo
what I'm saying.
Bad.
I'm not saying that people like should be complaining. I'm saying that them complaining... Or just because, okay, we disagree that they of their complaining. We don't want them to complain because it's annoying and they're not doing anything to fix it, right? That's what we're both agreeing on. But them just using the thing that's no good isn't going to make it better. The only thing that will make it better is those people who are complaining to stop complaining and also... be good, because they're complaining about people who, yikes, believe it or not, are actually just like them, and they don't think they're the problem, and you don't think you're the problem. Well, you are the problem just as much as the people who you think are the problem are the problem. It's just no one thinks they're the problem. That's the problem with looking for group and solo queue and everything. Like, you're not going to fix it by just using it more.
It's not that look. I don't think it's that looking for a group is no good, because it is. It does its job. You look for a group and you find a group. And you can pick a role. It's not that it's no good.
I agree that it's looking for group and you find a group. I agree with that. I'm not going to argue with you on that point.
It could be improved, but it's not no good.
But no one asked, hey, I need a feature to find a group. People asked for, I need a feature so that I can find people who will work with the kind of team that I want to be on. Like, I need people, which, like, I guess they added, like, you can ask for specific roles on your team, so that's kind of a role queue, I guess. But, like...
But role queue doesn't fix that problem.
No.
You're still just... You're queuing just as a DPS on a solo queue team.
But all I'm saying is, like, sure, looking for group finds you a group. Cool. So does solo queuing. You've found a group of solo queuers. It's just the same. The only difference is that you can play multiple games with a group that you find on Find a Group, but most groups... only last one or two games, because it takes one person to go, I don't want to be on this team anymore, they leave.
But people don't complain about, like, people complain about one tricks,
mm-hmm.
Toxic players,
mm-hmm.
and no communication,
mm-hmm.
mainly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's looking for group with a couple improvements is the only thing that will really get you there to minimizing that.
But here's the thing. Like you said, with a couple improvements,
mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong, but what you've been arguing the whole time is that it'll be fixed if people just use it.
Well, because there's, like, how are you going to fix something if you don't know what people actually think about it? No
people
one
are
cares.
That's what people are complaining, though. People are complaining so they know what they think about it.
They go, oh, well, I don't like it when they lock the roles because then I can't like flex around a lot. Or they're like, well, everyone leaves after a while, even though that we were all pretty toxic. It's like, that's not the problems though. The problems that everyone, Jesus Christ, that everyone cares about are not talking, which looking for a group kind of fixes. People talk a little more in looking for group than they do in solo queue. One tricks, which looking for group kind of fixes. And what was the other one I said? Toxic players, which looking for group fixes less to a lesser extent than the first two. Now, I never said it was perfect. I just said, if you want a Blizzard to be like, oh, it's worth investing time into fixing something, you have to show them that it'll be good to fix it. But if they fix it and then it's dead in a month again, they're not going to try and add anything else.
I would argue that people else
they can add.
I would argue that people not using it would make them more inclined to fix it. Because if everyone's using it, then it's like, hey, it's working. If no one's using it, then it's like, no one's using this thing. Why aren't people using this thing? Let's find out and fix it. At least.
Or they're just going to be like, oh, we wasted 8 months on this.
No.
Why are we going to waste another? Why? If people are just going to go back to doing the exact same thing they were doing before, after you tried to fix it, and then people are like, oh, yeah, but it's dog shit, so I'm just going to keep hurting myself.
I'm going to go back to the toaster analogy. Let's say you built a toaster. You built a toaster, okay? You spent so long on this toaster, you're so proud of it. And for a bit, it toasts toast. But then soon, it only burns toast. So your friends and family stop using the toaster because now it only burns toast. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go, oh, dang. People are just not going to eat my burnt toast anymore. I'll throw that in the trash. Or are you going to open up the toaster and be like, and fix it so that people can have toast again?
How much does the family like toast?
Like, they really want the toast. They want probably good, crisp, positive, good teamwork, talking in chat toast. You'd want to fix the toaster, Calder. You would want to fix the toaster. If it's
going to break again, then no.
Then just make... Here's the thing. Okay. Here's where I will separate from the toaster analogy. Toasters can break again. Adding things to make looking for group better isn't going to break looking for group. It's not like you're going to add new features. No, but... It's not like you're going to add more features to looking for group and then you're going to show up one day and be like, it's broken. It's broken again.
But your analogy was the toaster worked and then it broke. It broke when people stopped using it and there were only three groups at a time in any region. So if you fix it again and then it's just, oh no, it's broken again. There's only three groups at a time in any region. You're going to try and fix it again and then have it go, oh no, there's still only three groups.
Are you saying that there's no way that... Are you just saying that like no matter what Blizzard does to fix or add to looking for group, no one will use it?
Probably.
Then why have you been arguing that looking for group's good?
I never said it was good. I said it wasn't.
You said it wasn't perfect, worst.
But it's okay. It fixes problems.
Here's the issue.
Okay, calm down.
Ow! Okay, here's nice the call. Issue, though. You're saying, guys, just use looking for group and they'll fix it. But at the same time, you're saying, if they try to fix it, it's not going to be fixed and no one's going to use it.
Because no one actually wants to play the game well.
No, people do, but no one thinks that other people do.
The problem's not the game.
Which kind of just proved my point.
What?
Because you just said no one wants to play the game well, and I've been saying that everybody thinks that everybody else except them wants to play the game well. Or doesn't want to play the game well. So you just said that everyone doesn't want to play the game well.
Like, no,
which
one
proves
actually,
that point.
No one goes, okay, I'm really going to try and, like, I sound like one of the most toxic boys alive, but I promise you I'm not.
You're about to prove my point that, even harder.
There's so many people that complain about, yeah, but, like, anytime I try to find a group, it's just not, like, good.
Exactly.
But then anytime you solo queue and find a group, it's not good.
Yeah. That's
so then why?
That's an issue with the game. That's not an issue with find a group.
Know. You've run me in so many circles.
Same.
You ran yourself in so
no,
many circles.
No, you ran me in circles.
Not at all. I just responded to what you were saying. And then you'd go, oh, but look at my toasters.
I never showed it to you.
Not yet.
Maybe at the end of the podcast.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's just... Find a group bad. Find a group no good. No one's using it. So clearly it's not good because no one's using it.
Mm.
So we should tell Blizzard what we want Find a Group to be, mm-hmm. and they'll work on it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. But then is anyone going to actually use it?
If it implements the features that people want and ask for, I believe that, yes, people will use it.
I'm telling you right now, no one's actually going to use it.
I think that
people enjoy going into solo queue and then going flaming and going, oh, my team was trash. We had the Symmetra one trick.
I genuinely think that so many things would be fixed if they just did a career profile overhaul.
Mm-hmm. And the private thing was really stupid.
Yeah. Which is something I was going to bring up earlier and then I forgot to do, where... Like,
we've talked about this before.
Even if you do a find a group and it's a bunch of people who are ready to win, if you're trying to form up a team, you can't because you can't see who everyone plays because this person, not knowingly, made their profile private, mm-hmm. usually just didn't realize their profile was default made private, which is mm-hmm. so dumb. And, I just think they need to completely overhaul that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just show, even if someone's profile is private, show a description and a top three heroes that are selected by the player.
Mm-hmm.
These are my top three heroes. And then if their profile isn't private, then you can look at all their stats and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when you're using Find a Group or looking for group, you could, and I think that it wouldn't have to be a different way they do it. It could just be added where people making a group can select from a list of people who want to join a group. Because right now, nobody can be like, oh, this person wants to join. I don't think they'd really fit in this group. It's only, oh, they're in this group now. Right?
What stops someone from having to wait 10 or 15 minutes to find a group then?
Then maybe they should think just about why no one's picking them.
But then that's not fun. They're not going to implement something that makes people have less fun.
No, it's not. Okay, if your profile is private, let's say, and your description says, want to climb, and then like, it says that you're good at Zarya, D.Va, and Hammond, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to join this group, and they're like, oh, well, we're looking for a healer. Also, wanna climb tells me nothing. And then they say no. Then you'd be like, everyone's declining me. Maybe I should be like, oh, I main Zarya, but I do also play Zen, and I can play Reaper as well, or something like that. And then make the description something more like, really looking for a team that I can climb with, looking to improve my gameplay, and willing to shot call, but also am good at following people's leads or something. That's much more likely to get added to a group.
So you want a dating profile on Overwatch?
also single, also here's my phone number.
Because at that point, you're just dating. You're just picking the best hottie for your Overwatch.
Also, they should add something where you can make your player icon an actual picture of you.
We've gone for too long on this.
I know. Honestly, I was like, this podcast is going to be so short. And then
you just yelled at me and interrupted me for 45 minutes.
That's not what happened. You just realized I was making some good points. And you made some good points, too. I don't think looking for group is absolute trash. I just think it's not going to be fixed by people playing it more.
I just don't think they think it's worth it to fix it.
Yeah. Two things. Blizzard, make profiles not default private. Thank you. Second thing, players, if you want a better Overwatch experience, there are so many ways to find groups other than find a group in-game. There are Discords, there are subreddits. There's a subreddit specifically just for finding groups. Find a community of people that you're willing, even if it's only five people, it's so much better to climb with one person you like than with five people that you don't know.
Also, just be nicer.
Yeah.
And look at yourself a little more.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to do that.
Just remember, everybody else is trying and having fun.
Most of the time.
Most people. Anyway, this podcast, I don't know how long it is, but went on for... That was a good discussion, though. Now I know what I'm going to title this podcast.
Adam destroys Libtard.
Adam Shapiro destroys.
Adam Cook destroys looking for group tard.
Adam Cook destroys a dumb cuck. Get it? Adam Cook destroys a dumb cuck.
I'm gonna also say this, that I am scared to solo queue because of how often people go. Solo queuing is the bane of the existence of everyone.
How often people say that?
Yeah.
Oh, like the fact that people have shared such nightmares, and now you're scared to do it?
Yeah. Especially when I'm so cold.
Yeah, I haven't solo queued in a long time because I'm scared. But here's the thing. I've also had time. That's the thing. It's not this. That's why I said that solo queuing isn't much worse than looking for group, because I've had experiences on both where I join a game. Like, I've had it where I joined a solo queue game, and then we made a group out of those people, and then we went on a nutty streak.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had that with freaking looking for group. I've also had it where I went on a 7-game loss streak in both. So,
why'd you stay for with them for 7 games?
I didn't. I played two games.
Multiple groups. Okay.
But here's the thing: I joined a group. We won. Then we lost. Entire group explodes. It's just me and one other guy, and he goes, I guess we should go too, and then just leaves. So then I join a new group. Everyone's really excited, and then as soon as the game starts going slightly bad, everyone goes, oh, you're the problem. You're also the problem. And you're also the problem.
That's a problem with people, though, instead of... That's not the game's fault.
This will probably be a good note to end on, because it'll be quite profound. But I think everyone's been thinking it. I think most of the problems with Overwatch are with the people.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for watching this episode of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed your time. Be sure to subscribe and like and share with your friends. Get this out there, because we like discussing this with you. Let us know in the comments what your opinion on this whole thing is. Be sure
Adam's
to go.
Adam's still taking all the money.
I'm not taking any money. I have no money.
Look up our Social Blade. He's stealing all of that money.
We don't make any money. Be sure to go to thebroverwatch.com. Check out our articles that we put up. We usually put up multiple a week. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.